You are now tuned into Straight Talk with Chaser Podcast.
Welcome to the ride. Welcome back to the ride. Straight Talk
with Chaser.
Hey, babe, how you doing today?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Good to see another day, land of the living, right?
Absolutely.
And what's today's topic today we got today?
Today's topic is health is wealth, paying for poison.
Health is wealth, paying for poison.
Yep, and it's understanding modern choices and their unintended consequences.
So keep in mind, guys, first and foremost, thank you for pressing play. You got here, you know, my lovely wife and myself, we want to first and start off and say, you know, it's just our opinion, right? It's our opinions, but opinions matter. But the topic of the day is something that we all need to focus on, which is our health, which is our wealth. And we put a little spin on it when we're saying paying for poison, because there's a reason why we are saying such, because the years that we have lived on this earth, we are coming to the conclusion or coming to the knowledge that the things that we are paying for are not helpful or healthy for us. Don't you agree, babe?
Absolutely. I know a lot of people and even myself, we say health is wealth, but it encapsulates the profound truth that our greatest asset is not material riches, but the well-being of our bodies and our mind.
Yes.
So we're purchasing certain things, but is it actually helping us, or is it ultimately detrimental to our well-being?
That there is the question that I wrestle with throughout this process of digesting what we're paying for. You know, we sit here and we be responsible and go out and buy the things that are necessary or needed for the body, which is food, right?
Right.
Food and water. But some, and I raise my hand up and say, we're not reading what's in the ingredients that we're putting in our bodies. So I've came to the conclusion of saying, you know, I got to watch what I eat. I got to watch what I drink. Because we are putting poison in our bodies, and our bodies are alarming us, telling us that these things don't belong there.
And also, babe, I totally agree with you on that. It comes down to what we're eating and what we're drinking, but our household items. People are surprised, from our household items to the medication we're taking. Even you'll be surprised, even with the clothing that we're putting on our back that may have certain chemicals and stuff in it. And now it's on our skin. Now it's getting into our pores. I don't really think that we really do think that deep, but it is a very alarming situation that's going on with what's either being digested in our bodies or being put on our bodies.
And just that alone disturbs me, and it frightens me, because, you know, you and I, we have this 4-year-old, and then some can relate, we got these children that we're taken to these fast food restaurants and, you know, these cookies and cakes and crackers and things and that we are putting in their bodies, or putting in our bodies, and we don't know the life detrimental things that are going to happen in the long run.
So the first thing, since we do have three topics kind of to cover, is the paradox of progress. So we have the processed food and additives, and then we have the personal care and household products, and then we have prescription and over-the-counter medication. So what are your thoughts on the processed food and additives?
Disgusting. My first opinion behind it is disgusting. First and foremost, I like I said before, I'm only going to speak for myself, because I know as I grew older in life, the things that I know that I was ingesting when I was younger were not doing anything but hindering me for better health.
Right.
Now, as I get older, I know that it's starting to affect me in a whole lot of different ways. Babe, the word that continuously disturbs me is carcinogens. That word that continually stays with me to this day, because I think about the, and I'm going to name tag a couple of restaurants. Maybe I shouldn't, and I'm not. So maybe I'm going to protect myself and say, no, the different types of fast food places that I used to love. I love chicken. So, you know, you could put two and two with that. Mm-hmm. And just reading what kind of oils are in the chicken that we're eating, and not so much as that, the chicken that we're ingesting, where is it coming from? That disturbs me. It disturbs me.
But I also like to say, you think about even the healthy foods. Some people are saying, okay, yeah, the fast foods, because of the sugar, because of the fats, because of it's being processed, that is true. But I even have an issue with our healthy foods, because yes, it's supposed to be fresh fruit and it's supposed to be vegetables, but is it even real? Because that's being altered nowadays too. And it still doesn't matter if it's fruits or vegetables, it's the soil that these seeds are being sown into, and then you're getting, you know, the results, the end results of things. Yeah. So even the good food, it's still kind of harmful for some, depending on where you get it from, you know?
You know, I was at the store, you know, me and AJ was at the store, and this used to bother me when I was in the fruits and vegetables section. I used to see all those fruit flies and those fruit gnats, things like that flying around the food. Mm-hmm. I read something in the past where it says, when you don't see those fruit flies and those fruit gnats, the food is not real. The fruit is not real. There's so many toxins that were sprayed on this stuff, that even nature responds by not interacting with something that can harm them themselves. That's when I say that disturbed me when I used to see it, but now I want to see it now. Yeah. I want to see those fruit flies.
Where the flies at?
Yeah, where the fruit gnats at? I want to see all that. And it's at your local grocery stores.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the stuff that they spraying on these fruits and vegetables, that you see the little mist, what is that in that water? That I ask myself, what is that in that water? Because it is hindering those flies, those gnats.
Yeah.
From inviting themselves on that fruit or vegetable. So when you ask me that question, I always, like I said, I use myself as the prime example of my own opinion, because, you know, we all have our own opinion, right? So
that's true.
I don't like it. I think it's disgusting.
I think it's interesting for the fact that back then people lived off the land. And it's not to say you didn't see as much sickness or illnesses or diseases or anything such as that. But you look at what's going on now in this day and time, not only with just the food, the drinks. You look at what was given to your children from even the formulas and stuff that they were actually taking, or the baby food if you weren't making the baby food. You look at what's going on now, and you see how there's an uptick in so much sickness, illness, and diseases, and things are definitely changing.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, yeah, we all have our own opinion, But yet we also have facts. You got numbers, you got statistics, and it's evident that since things have changed, you look at the end result. You know, the next thing would be your personal care and household items.
Yeah, the bleaches and just the detergents that you spoke on, whether it's a fabric softener or, you know, your local brands or your name brand stuff, that that stuff is actually in this that we're washing with and we're just putting it over our bodies.
Yep.
You see, because it smells good.
Yep. It smells good. And or it may be the cheapest. You know, sometimes you may go that route depending on whatever your situation may be. But you see an uptick now in skin rashes, eczema. Yeah. Not to say that that individual may not have had that in the first place, but our skin is sensitive to this stuff that really does not belong on our bodies. And then, of course, you have your prescriptions. We all seen those commercials.
Yeah, the commercial. I can sing some of them to the, you know, AJ can sing
AJ
some of them.
AJ can sing them.
You get his attention when you see those commercials. But, you know, we all see those commercials where they doing the dancing and stuff like that. And then at the end of the commercial, here comes the side effects.
Right.
So you sit there and you're like, hold on, I want to be healthy. I want this to work for me. Right. But I got to be mindful that this can cause this, that. And I'm like, man, maybe I shouldn't take this stuff.
Because. But it puts you in a catch 22 because you think about with some of those medications is to help those that may have mental illness. So, okay, I want to take my medication because I'm dealing with this mental illness, but now I have a tick. Or now I'm you know, whatever may be going on with your body, now you need this additional medication because that was the side effect of your other medication. You know, and then that second medication, now it's telling you, you got thoughts of suicide. But wait a minute. I was taking the first medication for my own mental illness. And now you want to give this to me?
It's, you know, and, you know, while we're saying all this, let me first and foremost say, we're not telling no one not to take no medication. We're not telling no one to take medication. What we're saying here is be watchful and mindful of what we're taking. Mm-hmm. Know its works. Know its side effects. Yeah. Because as I stated in the beginning, that the body, and the beautiful thing about the body that God has given us, it gave us alarms. It's an alarming system. And I always tell, you know, I tell myself this. I have to educate myself. What I put in my gut, you know, is either going to be beneficial or the body's going to reject it. So the gut is the second brain of the body. So I'm like, wow. So I have to take care of not so much as my mental health, but also my physical health with my gut. So what I put in this, the body's either going to say, yes, I want it, or the body's going to say, no, I don't. And we know those side effects where it's, you know, coming from that other end of the body, you know, or coming from the mouth, you know, the vomiting or the diarrhea, or just the whole... It's just a lot of things that we must be mindful for today than we were in my younger years.
Right, right.
When you spoke on living off the land, I just recall myself, you know, being in Louisiana that, you know, my grandmother had a garden and she had a garden and she plowed it, she hoed it, she did everything. And then what we did, we ate off of that.
Right.
And I did not see or experience what we're experiencing to this day. But once, you know, I came to the city, it's a total different atmosphere. And now as we get older, we start to see things. You know, you see these clips. You see these social sites that say, hey, be careful for this. You see the side effects. You say, be careful of this. Be mindful of this. And then you notice that certain things in your body start to say it as well. But that one word, carcinogens, that cancerous word that sticks with me to this day on what I eat, how I eat it, where I eat it from. Am I washing my food? Am I cleaning my food before I put it in my body? First and foremost, praying over your food is the most important guard of it all. Just pray before you do anything outside of self decisions. Pray over this stuff that we're ingesting to this day.
You know, I want to add just a tidbit when you said the fact of your gut being your second brain. So, you know, I worked in a particular department at Children's, and it was a lot of things going on with those particular individuals. But what was so strange is that once their gut was cleaned and cleared out, those symptoms either disappeared or they were less evident.
Wow.
You know, and these are individuals dealing with neuro things going on. So I found that to be strange. It kind of makes you wonder, is that really the second brain, or is that where everything is being held and ran? Because if it's to the point where I have been identified as schizophrenic,
mm-hmm.
and my diet has been changed, I have been detoxed, my gut is now healthy, it has been, my gut lining is now good, because mm-hmm. at first it was leaky, and now I'm no longer showing any of those
symptoms of schizophrenia.
So yeah, it was very, I love being there, but that's very interesting to me. And then again, it's always the illusion of choice, babe. You think about it. We think about the energy drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, this energy drink is supposed to be healthier than this one. It has less than this and less than this. No, that's not. And I'm not knocking anyone that drinks energy drinks, but you know, you still have maybe a high amount of the sugars, or you still may have something that what is it, taurine?
Yeah,
taurine. Where, you know, it's caffeine or things. It may not be a healthier option just because it's marketed. And that's the thing, is that we're going off of the illusion of things. It looks good. It sounds better. And then when you really read what's going on, no, that's not what you're getting.
That brings back a story when you say energy drinks. When I done away with a brand name energy drink that gives you wings, I'm gonna put it at that. So I used to drink these things when I was in my earlier 20s, and I used to drink these things like every day, every morning before I got my day started. I went to the store, gas station, before I headed on to work, and I topped one down every day. Mm-hmm. That morning, that was my routine. I got up, got my day started, went to the gas station, I got me one. And not so much as the crash alone after, you know, all that caffeine done deteriorated from my body. It was when I found myself starting to see things floating in the sky. I found myself, and I thought that was the most scariest thing ever. And I found myself, that was an overdose. I overdosed on this stuff, where it caused me to kind of see things that I couldn't touch. These things, and it was just messing
orbs.
With my vision.
You're like,
yes,
orbs.
Uh-huh. Yes. So I was messing, it was playing with my vision. So I'm like, man, the only thing I could go back to was those energy drinks. So mm-hmm. I just stopped. I said, you know, I don't want to feel like that ever again. Mm-hmm. So, and it was a time when I had a conversation with one of my coworkers, and that individual said his heart wouldn't stop racing fast, because he was on one of those energy drinks. And I said, you might want to leave that stuff alone. Then so when I investigated this stuff today,
mm-hmm.
I noticed that those things can cause heart failure.
Right.
It can cause liver failure.
Mm-hmm.
It can cause a lot of things that your body needs. Your body needs your organs.
Right.
So, I said it the best way I could, man. You might want to get rid of those drinks. Stop drinking that stuff, because it's going to take you out of here. That's going to be one of your, passports to your casket. So, so I stopped, and then that was my testimony to this day, that I don't need that type of, energy, because the body itself produces that.
Right.
It produces all that stuff that's in that drink. It produces it in its own way. And the beautiful thing about the body is that it's a balance.
Mm-hmm.
There's not too much and there's not too less. There's enough for the day that you're going to go through. But what we do, we're so busy being on the go,
right,
that we use those as a launching pads to keep going and keep going. And that can be your gift or your curse. I stopped.
I drank that same drink that you're speaking of. I did it one time and never again. I was doing cartwheels in the stock room. It was just, it was crazy. I was like, what is going on? I never wanted to feel that way again in my life. That was the last, that was the first and the last. But yeah, you know, babe, I think it's so much of convenience.
Yeah.
Everything that we are talking about, it's convenient, but it's conveniently killing us.
Yeah.
Quietly or silently. So yeah, and then you have these people endorsing some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Knowing good and well, they don't drink it, they don't eat it, they don't go there. You have your own personal chefs.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have that, or you're getting the kids by the cartoon characters.
Yeah.
You know, so it's all about that marketing, that strategy of things. And it's hurting us. And then not only that, the next thing is that it's taking a toll on us through to chronic diseases, but it's diminishing the quality of life.
Yeah.
You have premature death.
Yeah.
So
now, speaking on that premature death, I think it was a couple of days ago. It might have been yesterday. It might have been. It was a time when you had mentioned about it was a story,
mm-hmm.
a story that was documented, and it's a true story about a child, and they were their intake. I don't know if it was food. I don't know if it was medication.
Mm-hmm.
It was. I think it was a day or so ago. You mentioned it. And that kind of stuck with me, and I don't know how to bring it back to your memories, but you did. It was like something recent that you shared with me about a child and the medication, or it was something that that person had in their belly, and they did a not so much as it wasn't an autopsy. It was they did a checkup. They did an exam.
And the
yeast and things like that. You said it was that in that baby's body.
Yeah, when they had, it was like, oh, here's the kicker, is that when you deal with something like that, you have to go to particular types of doctors. They usually call them MAPS doctors or functional doctors. And is this the one I was telling you about? It's not covered by your insurance. Okay, yeah. And so they were able to find that child had, it was yeast, had mold, had CFD, had I think it was microplasmia. It was like a whole bunch of different things within that child's gut, and it was due to toxins. It was, and it wasn't where this child was. Well, it was due to diet,
mm-hmm.
and it was a variety of things. First thing, it was with diet. Because it wasn't like this child was going to a whole bunch of fast food places, but it's things that are being targeted and marketed to us as quote unquote healthy. And my thing of it is, I always look at it like this. Wow. Even now, when it comes to AJ, I'm looking at the first five ingredients. If it's not adding up to me, or if it's certain first five ingredients, especially that first one, that means that is more of that than anything else in here. So if that first thing or that second thing is high fructose corn syrup, absolutely not.
I used to love me some high fructose corn syrup.
You did,
until you.
I shattered your dreams.
I thank you for shattering my dream, mm-hmm. in that matter. Mm-hmm. So like I said before in the beginning, I really appreciate you're my blessing, because the stuff that I ingested, you flags it now and you tell us, and you definitely on our son. So I think that by you doing it with me or getting me right, and I say get me right, not so much as I'm not doing anything right, but more of my eating habits, my drinking habits, my consumption of things. You enlightened me to learn the ingredients and what it's beneficial for my body. And now I know that high fructose is not good for us at all.
Yeah.
At all. When I say at all, because where is fructose coming from?
Right.
What is that? Where is that at that I can find that in on a shelf?
Or artificial flavor.
Or artificial flavors.
Or the dyes that's in everything.
Speaking of that.
Go ahead.
Truly, indeed, I greatly appreciate you on just this walk of health, mm-hmm. because, you know, I read this story. Mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm. a true story.
Okay.
Now, they come after me, but okay. Kellogg's.
Yes.
They had stated in 2027, they're going to stop putting illegal toxins in their food. Mm-hmm. For those who know, I used to love cereal.
Yeah.
I used to love cereal. And I was eating that cereal before this was documented about a week ago that I read it. And it's documented. You can Google it. But they stated that. I'm looking at myself and I'm like, so you guys are going to wait till 2027 to stop putting illegal toxins in this stuff. So you're going to keep on selling it. Right. So when I saw that lining, I went and I started looking at some of the other countries. Mm-hmm. And babe, did you know that the foods that we consume here, that they outlawed or banned that stuff?
Absolutely.
The ingredients.
Yep. They don't even sell it over there in certain countries with these certain things. It wasn't even allowed from jump in some of their foods and their products. Are we utilizing it here in the States? Absolutely. Now, don't get me wrong. I think it's wrong for Kellogg's to do that until 2027 and still sell it to us. But one thing I will say is at least they openly and honestly admit it. That they were putting it in the food. You have so many, they don't want to admit that at all. They want to cover it up, or they don't want to put it on the label, or they put just enough so it won't be flagged. You know,
well, just enough is the ingredients itself. So, mm-hmm. and as I stated before, as you taught me to just learn the ingredients, what's in there. If you can't pronounce it, then it ain't good. It ain't meant for you to have in your body. Right. So,
This is how I look at it when it came to AJ and milk. What I need to see for the ingredients is milk. Because, I mean, that's just what it is. It needs to have milk. If you have about 20 or 30 other ingredients, no, I need to either see milk and water.
I can't drink it at all. I used to, but I just my tolerance of it is not what it used to be. Now, I don't know. I'm a different breed now, and I'm thankful to be in a different breed because of my body. I feel a different way. Mm-hmm. And I shared this with some guys when I was at the barbershop. I was at the barbershop a few days ago, and I shared it with somebody, and I was talking about COVID. It wasn't the barbershop. I shared it with somebody about COVID. When we all had COVID, it was a family friend. When we all had COVID, it was in 2021?
Three.
2023?
Yeah.
And we all had COVID and I lost my sense of smell. And when I say I lost it, it was there, but it was not as strong as it was when I didn't have COVID. And we all know that COVID affected so many types of things. Some of us fatality, some of us sense of smell, some of us sense of hearing, believe it or not. That's crazy.
Taste.
Just a taste. Mm-hmm. But I lost my, I didn't lose it all. I lost a portion of me smelling. So when I came into the house, you used to ask me, did you smell that? And I'm like, smell what? I said, boy, that smells strong. And I didn't understand what you was talking about. So I'm like, man, I felt kind of ashamed. But we both targeted, you targeted, and I just went to it. Well, COVID did say it was going to do certain things. What I'm getting at is that when I stopped doing certain things, stop ingesting certain things, my sense of smell increased more. And keep in mind, I used to love sodas. Mm-hmm. To love sodas. When I say love sodas, I used to love sodas where I had to have a soda. So, and I stopped that. It's been like 2 months. Two months and counting where I haven't had a soda. And I noticed how my body is now. I'm more active in the sense of I'm not afraid of walking upstairs anymore. Walking up them stairs and being winded. Now I can go up them stairs and I can do my thing up them stairs. And I can go back down them stairs and do my thing as well. But what I'm getting at is that the things that we ingest, they do that harm to our bodies.
Yeah.
And when you self-discipline yourself for not doing it anymore, your body rewards you as well. So I just want to, that's my little testimony on me not ingesting certain things. And it's a good thing for my body, because my body is rewarding me. It's rewarding me on what I'm doing to this day. Now, I can't get out there and run a marathon with AJ right now, but give me time.
Everybody body is different and responds to things differently, but you have to do what's right for your body. Me, I don't do well with intaking a bunch of meat. I don't want to say that I want to be a vegetarian or a vegan, but, you know, it's just all about, you know, portions of how you want to do things.
Yeah.
But going back to the dyes and going back to Kellogg, mm-hmm. some people may like him, may not like him, may think that he's not qualified. I'm not here to say that he is or not. I'm not trying to debate about it. But what I am saying is I am glad that RFK Jr. is addressing some of these concerns when it comes to our food, when it comes to our cleaning products, even when he is on, he's trying to investigate the fact of the uptick of autism.
Okay.
I think that those things are valid, you know, because it should not be where in other countries these things are considered illegal.
Right.
But in the United States, it's okay. Now, that doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense that there it went from one to, 1,000 or one to five to one to 150 to one in 56 to one in 36 of individuals having autism. Something is going on.
Yeah, holding FDA
accountable
with what we're purchasing. And as I stated before, we're purchasing things that's not good for our bodies. But and let's not go into the mindset of saying we got to eat something. You got to be mindful on what you're eating as well, because it's either going to take you out of here or it's going to get you severely sick. So, and
but I really think that is the fact of do you, this is how I look at it. Certain foods are like drugs.
Yeah.
You know, it may not be as strong as maybe heroin or PCP or something like that, but it is a drug because it feeds on certain neurons in your brain with that dopamine.
Wow.
So you have to have that salt. And if you see that, certain people, they crave salt.
Or crave
they
sugar.
Crave sugar. They it's or fatty or greasy fatty
or
food.
Craving a soda.
Yeah.
Some potato chips.
Because you're seeking pleasure.
Honey buns.
Not the honey bun.
Man,
let
them that honey go. Buns. Them,
let it go.
Things down.
Yeah. Let it go. It's
put it in
it's
the microwave.
Reward. No, it's we not gonna do it.
You put it in a microwave, that thing is say.
It is. Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Have your moment. Go ahead.
But that honey bun, though, man. This is birds.
Okay, now that one do be going hard because it do have like that glaze on there. Yeah, yeah. You right on that. I like that one better than Little Debbie. But
hold on now.
Yeah, no, it just don't hit the same.
Little Fat Girl, Little Debbie.
It don't hit the same.
Hey, babe, day. Yeah, one or the other. I'll take them both. Give me both of them joints, man. I'm on it.
So
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So. That's that dopamine, that instant gratification in your brain. And that's the reason why it's like, I gotta have it. But here's my issue. Going back to the law, going back to instant gratification, what are they doing now in our communities and societies where, because I wanted this position dealing with grassroots at American Heart, where things are being built in certain communities, the gardens. You rarely see gardens in certain communities. You rarely see a salad to go place, your Baja Freshes.
Yeah.
But you see plenty of smoke shops, chicken shops, and liquor stores.
Yeah.
But I want a salad though too.
Yeah.
After all of that, I guess. You know, can I get something that's healthy? But you don't seem to find that in certain areas, and I think that needs to change as well.
It's the person's desires. It's our desires of what we want in our neighborhood. But our voice matters. Our voice matters on what we want in our community and what we don't want in our community. And if we don't say anything, they gonna put what they want in this neighborhood. And what we're gonna do, we're gonna eat off of it.
Well, they're gonna put what they want in certain neighborhoods so those individuals can quietly kill themselves off.
Health as well.
That's what it is.
Paying for poison. Nasty. Yeah, so, but I have a question for you.
Okay.
For as the woman's intake on certain foods, because I know certain foods, when a woman's, mm-hmm. I'm going to be careful how I say this.
Yeah.
For as yeast infections and things like that, do you think that certain foods in our community need to stay there? Or do you feel that the woman's choices alone pertaining to the foods that they eat, should they continue to consume those things?
I mean, I think that's an individualized question, because just to be upfront and you know, to talk about things when it comes to yeast, it depends on how well a person can detox. If their detox pathways are good in their body, then hey, I could eat some things that may have, you know, yeast in it or you know, and I'm able to pass it through. And then you have some, not so much. So if they eat an abundance of it, then, you know, you'll get a yeast infection. But let's be clear, that's not targeted to the women. Because that yeast infection, you know, you can get that yeast infection between your legs, in your mouth, your hair. A yeast infection can be in various places, but it can not only be for a woman. It could be for that man too.
I agree. But I'm just saying, for us though. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, just don't throw the yeast on us. Mm-mm. Because y'all can be up there with that yeast infection thing of it is. A lot of times things are dormant in you guys. But come on with it. Let's talk about it.
I don't think we do that. I think that came from them women.
No. Well, then that's your problem.
I'm ignorant to believe such. So, you know, then that keto diet stuff that they was talking about. Yes, I listened to a radio station.
You know,
crotch keto. And
side note, this is about health is wealth. This is so much about health is wealth. But guys, we got to stop believing everything that we hear on social media. You know, don't let one woman speak on something and you think it's for all women. Let a man speak on something, it's for all men. No, don't do that. Because everybody is different. Everybody's situation is different. Just because Keisha, and I apologize for any Keishas out there, but if Keisha has that keto crouch or whatever it may have been, see, it's just false. It don't even sound right. That doesn't mean that Tasha's going to get it. So stop.
They need to wash up. They need to take a bath.
No, because if that's the case, then that man can get it.
I'm getting it from Keisha's and Natasha's and
well, probably so.
And once again, we're not name tagging, man. So
let's go back to you getting it from the Keisha's and Natasha's. Let's talk about that. Say that again.
I don't want to talk about that. It's disgusting.
But
on a serious note, for as the health is wealth, we do need to be mindful to those things that we consume. And I stated to you before in the beginning, guys, that I'm going to come in with my facetiousness. I'm going to throw a little joke or something like that. So don't take what I said to heart. It's all bantering in a state of educating all at the same time. So right. I always come in. I would do this to my wife. And she's going to come in and make light of this situation just like she did just a minute ago. And that's why I greatly appreciate what she does. With my bantering or my jokes, and they can be corny as ever. They can be the most corniest dad jokes ever, but I thank her for entertaining it. But educating at the same time and just saying, boy, go sit down and look pretty like I told you to
that's
do.
It. Yeah.
Just sit down and look pretty. Stop saying this stuff.
Don't
stop
say
watching
it out
this
loud.
Social media. Stop watching this social media stuff, come back and sharing this stuff with me. Yes. And you go do some research.
That's it. And you know what? You hit the nail on the head. It's all about us as people and communities to do our research and to cultivate the culture of wellness. We're so big on culture. I'ma cancel this. I'ma do this with the culture. But cultivate a culture of wellness.
Yes.
Prioritize these certain types of foods. Stay away from all of these fast foods. I remember I look at our son. AJ's not big on fast food.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You know, even before it got he had COVID and things kind of changed his palate, he was never big on fast food.
No.
So it depends on what you're doing. Read your labels. Make sure you develop a habit and learn what you're putting into your body. And then get out there and advocate change. When it comes to our judicial system, these laws and stuff, get out and vote. People always want to vote when it comes time for the president. No, you got to start with things locally. So the conclusion is investing in true wealth.
Yes.
And that's how you do it.
Yes, indeed. You know? Well, I told you it's going to be short and sweet. But end results, baby, you got any final words behind this besides the topic itself and all the knowledge that has been dropped here?
Well, it's still just piggybacking off of what we said. Your health is your own, is truly your own. You know, if you desire to want to do right, and maybe your health is not so great, but you can do better. You know, do with what you can and utilize what you have and try to make the best choices that you have, because you probably have family and friends that want you around for a long time.
Yes.
You know, so you have to invest in yourself. And it's good to have supporters. It really is. Your friends, your families, anyone such, your children. It's great to have that. But sometimes you'll have to do that walk alone. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, you just continue to pray about it. Make sure God gives you strength and to do what's best for you. You know, because you want a future.
I agree. Fellas.
What about you, babe?
I'm going to go with the fellas. I'm going to say, man, brothers, man, I mean, it's time out on looking at ourselves with Coke 45, cigarette or blunt, and not looking at the family beside you, man. We need to be here, brothers. So our consumption or our over-consuming can be detrimental to your family. So I'm purposing myself to start with me and say, gotta watch what I eat, know what I eat, and eat just enough. Not eat a lot, but eat just enough so I can, God willing, so I can see my family the next day and then the next day and then the next day and then the next day. So for me to you guys, take health as wealth seriously. They need you. They need you here. Your babies need you here. Your wives, your brothers, your sisters, they need you here. And last but not least, I need you here, brothers. So I say that to you. Cherish that moment. Health as well. Love y'all all. Let's get it. Anything else, babe?
No, that's it.
All right, man, as usual, thank you guys for tuning in. Health is well, paying for poison. Last year or not, straight talk
with Chaser.
Peace, y'all.